Companies that use a lot of aluminum and steel are concerned their costs will soon go up. President Trump today announced stiff tariffs on imports of those materials.
It'll be 25% for steel. It'll be 10% for aluminum.
Trump made that announcement as he wound up a meeting with U.S. steel and aluminum executives at the White House. As NPR's John Idsty reports, the move could benefit those industries but hurt the broader economy.
U.S. steel and aluminum companies have long sought protection from imports. They've complained that overproduction in China has driven down global prices and hurt U.S. competitiveness. Today, the U.S. industries got some relief from a president who had promised to crack down on unfair trade. Surrounded by executives at a White House conference table, Trump said the U.S. companies had suffered under bad trade policy and unfair foreign competition.
They've been horribly treated by other countries, and they have not been properly represented. More importantly, because of that, our workers in our country have not been properly represented. So we're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Sitting next to the president, David Burritt, CEO of U.S. Steel, said the companies just want a level playing field.
It's for our employees to support our customers. And when we get this right, it will be great for the United States of America.
But that wasn't the view of investors. The stock market plunged following the announcement, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing more than 580 points before recovering somewhat. Chad Bown, an economist and trade specialist, says the tariffs will hurt the U.S. economy.
This will drive up the price of steel and aluminum for all of the American consuming industries out there, and there's many, many more companies that need to use steel and aluminum as an input than there are actually, you know, steel and aluminum companies out there, many more workers that work for those using industries. So this is a really big concern, just as from an economic perspective.
The tariffs will be levied under a rarely used section of U.S. trade law following a study by the Commerce Department. The study concluded that steel and aluminum imports have undermined U.S. producers, posing a threat to U.S. national security. The finding gives the White House the authority to limit those imports. Bown, who's a fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says the U.S. already has trade restrictions on Chinese imports of these products, so the new tariffs, put in place for national security reasons, will largely hurt U.S. allies.
The Europeans, Canada, Mexico, Japan, South Korea. So there's going to be a lot of collateral damage amongst our friends, the countries that are our strategic and military allies, the ones that are apparently going to now be caught up under this national security threat.
Canada is the largest supplier of both products to the U.S. It is responsible for more than half of U.S. aluminum imports and about 17% of steel imports. A deep irony, given the national security basis for the tariffs, is that under U.S. law, Canada is actually considered a part of the U.S. defense industrial base. Canada's trade minister called the U.S. tariffs, which will take effect in 2 weeks, unacceptable. China has threatened to retaliate by curbing imports of U.S. soybeans, and the European Union says it's considering action as well. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.